The Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2023. And here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, Metro Bank results for the year ended 31st December 2022. Underlying profit in Q4 achieved. Underlying revenue increased by 31% to 522.1 million. Underlying loss before tax for the year improved by 70% to £50.6 million. At four, Totally, trading update. Totally continues to deliver strong revenue growth against the prior year and in line with consensus market expectations. The company has, however, been impacted by combined impact of inflation and national strikes. Totally now expects EBITDA for the 12 months ending the 31st of March to be around £6.3 million, which is below current consensus market expectations. Cash at the end of the period is expected to be £5.5 million. The company intends to maintain its dividend in line with previous expectations. The board remains confident in the prospects of the company and expects continued growth moving forward. At three, Orosur Mining, operational update. $2 million US ANZA JV option payment received. ANZA JV structuring advancing. Mapping and sampling at El Pantano project in Argentina yielding positive results. Major regional mapping campaign at Iriquim's project in Brazil now complete. Results pending. At two, Poolbeg Pharma. Positive results. POLB001 LPS human challenge trial. POLB001 resulted in high significant reduction in P38 MAP kinase-driven cytokines. POLB1 treatment exhibited a marked reduction in multiple markers of systemic and local inflammation compared with placebo. Trial results demonstrate expected utility in severe influenza and other acute inflammatory conditions. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Angus Energy. Saltfully by drilling and corporate update. The drilling of the SF7V sidetrack at the Saltfully by field has concluded, reaching a total measured depth of 2,746 metres in the Westphalian 1D reservoir. The wellbore has been secured with a 4.5-inch linear to that depth slotted across the reservoir. Following the setting of the well completion production tubing, well cleanup operations will be conducted in the middle of March once coil tubing equipment becomes available. Flow testing will follow shortly afterward and, assuming coil tubing services are available at the scheduled date, the additional flow from this well should be available for export from the 1st of April. To read more details from any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast